Hello, this is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Far too many people today have given up on the Christian church, and I don't mean non-Christians. There are an increasing number of people who profess to know and love Jesus and have decided to ignore the admonition of Hebrews 10:25, "Do not forsake the assembly of ourselves together." The writer of Hebrews tells us that some were in the habit of doing it. And I imagine that the reasons in the first century were no different than today. Some have been hurt or disappointed by the church. It is much easier to give up on the church than to go back. And while I am sympathetic to the genuine pain and frustration that some feel, I would also urge that no follower of Jesus give up on his church. There are many reasons to love the church, even if it can be hard at times. Let me offer two reasons very briefly. One, the church is God's creation, and He created it to minister His truth and grace to every believer. There are no exceptions to this pattern. Jesus developed a community of believers, and His design for our growth and transformation is in that context. To deny this would be to reject the whole book of Acts and the New Testament epistles. The second reason we should love the church is this. Jesus loves her. He loves her as his bride, and he knows better than you and I how imperfect she is. The church is the body of our Lord. Could a husband say to his wife, "I love your mind and the beauty of your face, but I cannot stand your body. I will love your head, but I will not provide and protect and show affection to your body." It would be a deeply offensive and absurd thing to say or think. Yet many who say that they love Jesus, the head, have ceased to love, provide, and protect for his body. Let us be thankful for the assembly of believers around us. It is God's grace to us and his means to transform us into his image. If we love our Lord, we cannot abandon his body. Instead, we commit to loving his people. And we might humbly remember that we bring our own weaknesses and failings. Yet Jesus does not abandon us. May the Lord bless you as you love Christ and his body, the church. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York. And it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.